This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to talk about the lineup, CNN's four-ring circus. And I want you to listen to this quote because this is what we're going to be addressing during the show today. The four cornerstones of the American political psyche are, number one, emotions substituted for thought. Oh, my goodness, how right on. Number two, fear. Number three, ignorance. And number four, propaganda. Let me say that again. We're going to be talking about the lineup of CNN's Four Rings Circus. By the way, for those that did not know, you already know that 94% of the American people do not believe the mainstream media, and rightly so. So there's 6% of the people still paying attention to what the mainstream media is doing, right? And what's interesting, friends, and what you need to take note of is the fact that, yes, nobody's watching it. For those that are watching it, they have less than 2 million viewers a day. Did you know that? And isn't it interesting how they make the headlines all day long? With that, I'm not here to give them headlines. I'm not here to give them room to boast in any sense of the word. I am like that of Gideon today. Gideon found in Judges 6, where he was anointed by God to tear down his father's altars. That's what we're going to be doing today. So with that biblical understanding, friends, the four cornerstones of the American political psyche are, number one, this is how they play the people. Emotions are substituted for thought. Let them do their, let them do your thinking for you, right? Number two, fear. Fear of circumstance and consequence if you don't deal with the issues that they throw on you. Number three, ignorance. Hey, they know better than we do, right? That's the illusion and the deceitfulness that people have been fed by these same people. Number four is propaganda. It's all lies for the most part. It is. They keep everybody at a state of not despair, but a state of an emergency almost constantly on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, that goes around the clock 24-7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, does it not? Yes, it does. Of course it does. So again, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes, and I'm going to play some audio for you. Before we do that, friends, I want to go back and highlight some of the things on sonsoflibertymedia.com because this coincides with some of the things that we're going to be talking about today, in part, okay? We have a disabled veteran ripped from his wheelchair, pepper sprayed for questioning Walmart's ID policy. Watch the video on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, again, you can't make this up. Seeing is believing in this particular case, and let it be just that. sonsoflibertymedia.com, disabled veteran ripped from wheelchair, pepper sprayed for questioning Walmart's ID policy. Wow. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Texas cops mistake man's diabetic shock as resisting. They savagely beat him for being unable to comply. Now, again, we're talking about that which gets the attention, folks. And here again, we have it. A majority of cops that we have out there are doing their jobs, and we stand with them. Many of my friends. And I want to tell you, good cops, thank you for doing a good job on this particular case. We're talking about a bad one. Again, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have Sheila Jackson, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. She's promoting slavery. Reparations instead of urging forgiveness, just like that of Barack Hussein Obama. Friends, as I have said over and over until I am blue in the face, who is attempting to create domestic insurrection more than the media and corrupt politicians? Stupid, dull, and insensible politicians. They are not there representing you people. They are representing special interest groups. And let me remind you, nobody, friends, is advocating division more than your said representatives that are highlighted on a daily basis across the United States of America. And one of them being none other than Sheila Jackson Lee. Again, she's promoting slavery, reparations, instead of urging forgiveness. Of course not. And by the way, it's not an issue of color, friends. We're not to judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of their character. And by doing that, we raise the bar rather than lowering the bar like these said representatives that are working for special interest groups and that are doing their best to divide the American people. Read Mark 3:25 when you get a moment. Again, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have Lara Kolab. Is not the first rogue Muslim medical practitioner. She was the one that was responsible, friends, for purposely giving Jews the wrong meds. Did you hear what I just said? On sonsoflibertymedia.com in Cleveland, genocidal Muslim doctor Lara Kolab, who vowed to purposely give Jews the wrong meds. Well, guess what, friends? She's now been fired. Learn that lesson. Set the standard, friends. Send the message. Draw the line in the sand, letting these people know that when you come into our country, you do not have freedom of speech or freedom of will to do what you want without consequence concerning the law. Period. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here we go again. We have Muslim Sharia cop car spotted in Brooklyn, New York. Again, friends, you can't make this stuff up. Wait, now, haven't we been led to believe, haven't we been inundated by the CIA-controlled media for, what, 17, 18 years now, that we were under attack by Muslims from the Middle East, that we were under attack by that of Iraqians or Afghanistanians, friends, whatever the case might be, it matters not. We can see today, friends, that that's just not the case, is it? It's interesting how Sharia is having its way in New York and in the United States of America. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, said James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, he said it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Again, read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, friends. Deuteronomy 28, and I'm not talking about the first 15 verses. I'm talking about 16 and on to the very end. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, friends, justice denied to victims of ISIS terror attack in Garland, Texas. Now, for those that did not know, maybe you need to talk to Pamela Geller, but when they were doing their drawing concerning the best cartoon of that of Muhammad, the FBI was guilty of actually aiding these alleged terrorists, which a couple of them were killed, in actually trying to commit the act of terror on their event there in Garland, Texas. Whoa! Wait a second. Better not get too close, America. You might just figure out what's really going on. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. On Facebook, Bradley Dean, EE. Again, the censorship continues, friends. They barred me again for the fourth time in a row without explanation from posts from 2014. Now, what's interesting about that, friends, when you play the game and you're a part of the system like that of Franklin Graham, he got an apology. They took a post from 2016 and they banned his page. He complained about it and he later got an apology from Facebook. It is absolutely interesting how that works out for the Grahams, isn't it? It really is. Also want to let you know, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, FBI now investigating theft of 18,000 documents related to 9/11 attacks. Tell me it isn't so. But it is. sonsoflibertymedia.com. U.S. border agent used tear gas against rock-throwing migrants. Okay, you know what? You have to do what you have to do to keep the peace, right? Speaking of migrants, let's go over to Mexico for a moment. Mexican mayor is assassinated the very first day in office. He must have been a good guy. A newly sworn-in mayor of Mexico is assassinated on his first day in office. I'm not even going to try to say his first name. His last name is Santiago. A member of the National Regeneration Movement had just taken office in their city in Mexico when he was attacked. This is what happens when you take a stand, friends. They kill you off. And it's very telling when this sort of stuff happens, friends, as to what's behind the scenes and who has control or who means to have control by killing off the good guys that will expose the bad guys. Again, friends, this is what's taking place across the United States of America. I can go on all day, but for the sake of time, I want to get over to our lineup of CNN's Four Ring Circus. and I want to play some audio for you in the meantime. If we get a little time during the end of the show, we'll do just that. I also want to let you know, friends, if you want to check us out on Twitter, it's Bradley Dean 1. YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, we follow the Christ here. With that said, I also wanted to let you know that we're going to be in Florida, we're going to be in Michigan, and in Wisconsin doing events there in the up-and-coming months. If you'd like to book something where it may be a quick in-out or something after the third month of the year here, we would be more than happy to consider doing something like that by coming into your community and lighting it up. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, yeah. Well, with that said, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. So let's get over to this lineup of CNN's four-ring circus. The four cornerstones of the American political psyche are, number one, emotions are substituted for thought, right on. Number two, the propaganda machine likes to throw fear, yep, because they want to paralyze the people. They don't want you to resist unconstitutionality or corruption, arbitrary or tyrannical government in any sense of the word, so they use fear. Number three, ignorance. Yes, of course, they use the school systems to do that, to dummy down kids in public schools. But again, consider the 86% that are sending their kids to public school are professed Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. Where they stand back and watch the federal government illegally indoctrinate your children, and then the American people stand back and wonder why 700,000 students every year in this country can't even read their own graduation diplomas. Yes, that is the case. Or let's go over to number four. Propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Lies, 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 lies. All right? These are the four cornerstones of the American political psyche. Emotion substituted for thought, fear, ignorance, and propaganda. Now, as the four rings circus of dummy down politics once again takes the stage, and a stage it is, this last week on CNN's lineup, where we have three effeminate men, read 1 Corinthians 6:9, where we have three effeminate men highlighting their unconstitutional opinions, as if to suggest we're ruled by opinion and not by law, along with that of number one, Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Alexandra Pelosi. Now, Alexandra Pelosi unabashedly brags about her mother's political tactics, which is one of the lowest of the corrupt that Americans tolerate in Washington, D.C., namely Nancy Pelosi. Do I need to talk about her intellectual capacity, friends, or can I go on? Because if you want to see, folks, someone talk out of both sides of their mouth, if you want to see someone that talks outside of her scope of authority as a representative, this is the one. If you want to see someone misquote the amendments and transposing them from 1 to 2 and 2 to 1, well, Nancy Pelosi is the woman to do that, just that. Now, what I want to say is Alexandria, the daughter of Nancy Pelosi, said she'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding. If you haven't seen this, I'm going to play the audio for you. Now, she's talking of how likely incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, her mother, and how she is set to meet with the president and other congressional leaders at the White House over the shutdown. I'm going to go ahead and play this piece for you, and then I want to highlight some other observations that I made when someone sent this to me just this morning. Check this out.
I love, Alexander, how you sat here patiently and waited as we've spoken about the incoming Speaker of the House, who happens to be one of the people who raised you. But if you can tell us what Speaker Pelosi thinks about going
Don,
in.
Don, we had known you for 2 decades. Do you think I'm the person that's going to come on CNN and talk about my mother?
I'm asking you, you are a fantastic political reporter. How does she approach meetings with President Trump, A, and B, just what are your feelings about this person who you know quite well becoming Speaker of the House for a second time?
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding.
What an analogy.
No one ever won betting against Nancy Pelosi. She's persevered. You got to give her credit. No matter what you think of her, you have to give her credit because she went, think about it. Think about all those presidents she's endured, right? She was the Bush, the Clinton, she's been through it all. So she's been around. This is not her first rodeo, as your friend George Bush would say. So she knows what she's doing. And that's, should make you sleep at night, knowing that at least somebody in this town knows what they're doing.
And how do you feel, given...
Friends, can you make that up? That should help you sleep at night. At least somebody around this town knows what they're doing. This is the daughter of Nancy Pelosi bragging about her mother. I mean, you want to talk about unabashed friends? Here you have it. The unabashed daughter of Nancy Pelosi, one of the lowest of the corrupt that Americans tolerate in Washington, D.C. Nancy Pelosi, the only one in the United States of America bragging about Nancy Pelosi, here comes her daughter. Now, I got to tell you this, okay? So I'm going to paint this picture for you. Because when I first seen her daughter, outside of the fact that you did hear her just say during that audio, that she knew this reporter for 2 decades. So that shows you that they're all in it together, okay? It's a 4-ring circus. There was 3 others on this panel during this debate, this unconstitutional debate. So I'm just painting the picture. But when I seen Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Alexandra, I mean, you want to talk about reminiscing? I mean, when I seen this interview, it took me back to when I was 10 years old. Into a movie theater. I was 10 years old. Bradley, where are you at? I'm in a movie theater right now, reminiscing. My thoughts went back to when I was 10 years old, sitting in a movie theater after seeing Nancy's daughter, Alexandra. Folks, she had her costume on and all decked out with her gaudy glasses on, like that of Adrian Balboa from the movie Rocky. I mean, my folks, I'm having a little fun here, but the truth be told, this was Adrian Balboa's twin sister. I mean, you should have seen these big gaudy glasses. It's like, really? You want the country to see you like this? Hey, listen, I have cheaters too. But I'll tell you this right now. If I was on a national interview, I wouldn't wear my cheaters, which, by the way, I am being broadcast right now. And by the way, thank you to my friend Michael Roach for broadcasting us. But folks, going back to Adrian Balboa here, Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Alexandra. I mean, folks, I was 10 years old sitting in the movie theater. The only thing I was looking for, friends, was Rocky Balboa's dog concerning the green screen that CNN should have put behind her of a pet store. Hey, guys, where's Bloodkiss? Bloodkiss! We have Adrian, we have Rocky, but where's Bloodkiss?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
Democrat Nancy Pelosi was elected Speaker of the House by a 220 to 192 vote. Pelosi wasted no time as the next Speaker of the House.
We gather in this chamber for a sacred ritual under the dome of this temple of democracy, the capital of the United States. I'm particularly proud to be the woman Speaker of the House of this Congress, which marks the 100th year of women having the right to vote.
Thursday marks the 13th day of the partial government shutdown with no end in sight, the main sticking point still being border security as both sides, Democrats and Republicans, are digging their heels in. White House Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says President Trump is just looking for border security.
You can call it whatever you want. In other words, we need border security. It may include a wall. It may include steel slats. He tweeted this out. He talked about this.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about lineup CNN's four-ring circus and the four cornerstones of the American political psyche, which are emotion substituted for thought, fear, ignorance, and propaganda. And I'm highlighting Nancy Pelosi's daughter, who was a part of this little circus that was played out for the American people, and how she was unabashedly bragging about her mother, who, again, which is one of the lowest of the corrupt that Americans tolerate in Washington, D.C. Now, I'll play this audio for you one more time if you have not heard it, but this is Alexandra Pelosi on CNN.
I love, Alexander, how you sat here patiently and waited as we've spoken about the incoming Speaker of the House, who happens to be one of the people who raised you. But if you can tell us what Speaker Pelosi thinks about going
John,
in.
We had known you for 2 decades.
Boisterous man.
Do you think I'm the person that's going to come on CNN and talk about my mother? Is that who you think I am?
I'm asking you, you are a fantastic political reporter. How does she approach meetings with President Trump, A, and B, just what are your feelings about this person who you know quite well becoming Speaker of the House for a second time?
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding. That's all you need to know about her. No one ever won betting against Nancy Pelosi. She's persevered. You got to give her credit. No matter what you think of her, you have to give her credit because she was, think about it. Think about all those presidents she's endured, right? She was the Bush, the Clinton, she's been through it all. So she's been around. This is not her first rodeo, as your friend George Bush would say. So she knows what she's doing. And that's, should make you sleep at night, knowing that at least somebody in this town knows what they're doing.
At least.
And how do you feel, given
folks, I mean, listen to this. You got a four guest panel on CNN. Three are effeminate men. One's practically praising the daughter of Nancy Pelosi. Then again, she said, boisterously, that she's known him for two decades. No wonder why she's being careful. And he's being careful. Because they're in it together. But again, what I want you to hear, friends, is my take on this whole thing, my first impression, what I took from this. I was highlighting a bit of it during the last segment about when I was reminiscing, I seen this interview, and it took me back instantaneously to when I was 10 years old in the movie theater in a suburb of Minnesota here. And after seeing Nancy's daughter, Alexandra, who had her costume on, friends, literally, and all decked out with her gaudy glasses on, like that of Adrian Balboa from the movie Rocky, folks, I had to come to the conclusion that the only thing that CNN forgot to do was to throw a green screen behind her of a pet store. And I got to tell you, man, it was like I was looking for Rocky Balboa's dog Butkus. And I'm not jesting. The Bible says we're not to jest. I'm having a little fun, but in all seriousness, what's behind this? What's the pill in all of this jam? Okay? Because when you're watching it, for goodness sakes, friends, I don't know anybody that takes it serious. The interview was about 4 to 5 minutes long. She rambled on throughout a rant, confusingly, for about 4 to 5 minutes. Going back and forth, bantering one with another. And folks, people need to understand that it was a hand-fed script. The interview was. And it was a classic mainstream media interview. Four clowns being led by that of a useful idiot, a self-proclaimed journalist, to further confuse, read Daniel 9:7, confuse, and lower the standard, Hosea 4:6, and dumbing down the 6% of the people that actually watch their propaganda outlet. And keep in mind, friends, only 6% of the American people believe this garbage. The other 94% have caught on. That's why they don't watch it. And as I said during the first segment, keep in mind, only, friends, 2 million viewers a day. Now, I know people are led astray. They're deceived by this. Bradley, what are you talking about, man? When I go to the bus depot, I go to the airport, I go here to travel or there to travel. Everywhere I go, I see CNN. Yes, of course you do. But you need to keep in mind, it's all bought and paid for. Friends, we get magazines sent to our house all week long for subscriptions that we never paid for. It's all free. Why? Because they want you to drink the Kool-Aid. They want you indoctrinated. They want you dummied down. And that's the seriousness of what we're talking about here. And this is my objective, is to highlight it and to tear it down. Again, this was all scripted. It was all hand-fed concerning the script. And what was it? Unconstitutional gossip at its very best. And gossip it is. And it's all aimed at casting into the teeth of the American people another display, another show concerning the four-ring circus of ignorance in action. Which in truth, friends, is a reflection of what the people in this country again tolerate. I want you to listen to what I'm going to say next, because I'm going to say it a couple times. Friends, these acts go on because they don't take you seriously. You need to understand that you are at the end of their joke. While you look at them and call them names, you need to understand at the end of the day, they're the ones on TV doing what they do concerning the circus of politics, and the joke is on you. This is what I want you to hear. These acts go on because they don't take you seriously, America. And why is that? Because they see that you take them seriously in so many different ways. Now, you can say you hold the truth and unrighteousness, read Romans 1. But you can say all day long you don't believe a thing they have to say. Well, then why are you watching them? To the 6%, then, why are you watching them? Because I'm sure if I was to talk to 6% that claim that they believe the mainstream media, you'd probably tell me, I don't believe all of it. I just believe a little of it. Well, would you eat a steak that way? With a little poison dabbed, a little here and a little there? Of course not. no more than you should be feeding on the spirit of the world. Because at the end of the day, you are what you eat. I want to say this again. These acts go on concerning the act of the day. We're talking about Nancy Pelosi's daughter and CNN's four-ring circus in their lineup. These acts go on because they don't take you serious, America. You let them get away with it. They don't take you serious, and you know why they don't take you serious? Because they see that you take them serious. And if you didn't take them serious, friends, here's my message to you, then what are they doing on the air? Why are they being sponsored by anybody? Because they know someone's watching. These acts go on by these clowns because they do not take you serious. And why is that? Because they see that you take them seriously. When you go to a circus, friends, you know, you're there to be entertained by the clowns, literally. Now, when a clown looks at a little kid, he's going to look at that little kid a lot different than he's going to look at a grown adult that's taken by their antics. And that's the seriousness in which I'm talking about even now. Because it's the adults watching CNN Circus on a daily basis. And in this particular case, it's CNN's four-ring circus lineup. A little kid trusts his parents that when he goes to a circus, he's going to have fun watching the clowns. But, you know, the little kid in childlike faith is looking at his parents that are taken with clowns, asking the question, why are you so taken with them, Dad? Why are you so taken with them, Mom? I thought this was all make-believe. Well, guess what? Those that are playing the clowns know. Those that are acting out all the while know it's all make-believe and propaganda. I mean, let's put it this way. These reprobates that are used have so lowered the standard of what should be expected in government and news broadcasts that when you accept their roles, their plays, and their acts, they in turn continue in the same downhill direction. And I want to say to them that think they're getting one over on the people, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Read Galatians 6, verse 7, starting in 7. And I also want to say to you, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. You're playing with your own future in so many different ways. You're playing with your own soul in so many different ways because you think you're getting one. Let me propose the question. Why would you want to get one over on your brothers or your sisters? Hey, friends, let me say it this way. We're only as great as the least of us. Let me say that again. We're only in this country as great as the least of us are. So what we want to do is raise the standard so that people will rise to the level of expectation. And in this country, as a Christian nation, Christ Jesus is our standard. Okay? But I'm asking the question to those that think they're getting one over on their brother. You are your brother's keeper, like it or not. And again, keep in mind, you're only as great as the least of us. I got another thought here. And it's Joseph Stalin. And this is how communists operate. And what he said, hopefully it pulls up, friends, I seen this earlier. He said the way to solve the problem, all the problems, he said death is the solution to all problems. He said no man, no problem. So to those that I'm asking the question, why would you want to get one over on your brothers? Do you not understand who's behind the helm of your heart when you act out on his behalf? The destroyer. Not only is he the deluder, but also keep in mind he's the destroyer of what? Men's souls. And who better to define his objective than Joseph Stalin? The great communists. Death is the solution to all problems. No man, no problem. Just keep in mind, you minions. You lie, steal, and kill on the behalf of others. Rest assured, they're fixing to do the same thing to you until there is no man, so they can have no problems.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Folks, we're talking about the lineup of CNN's four-ring circus today. The four cornerstones of the American political psyche. Number one, emotions are substituted for thought. Bingo. Number two, fear is used, of course, to paralyze. Number three, ignorance is promoted. And number four, propaganda, to add to the ignorance, fuel to the ignorance, right? And misinformation, of course. Now, we're talking about Nancy Pelosi's daughter. Unabashedly bragging about her mother, Nancy Pelosi. Her name is Alexandra Pelosi. And when I first seen her, friends, I'm not trying to go after her appearance, but you can't ignore her appearance. I mean, you want to talk about a boisterous woman. Here you have it. You want to talk about unabashedly having no shame whatsoever concerning who's bragging and how she is bragging about one of the lowest forms of a corrupt politician that's found in Washington, D.C., namely Nancy Pelosi. Well, here you have it. We played the audio twice for you. And I was just talking about, friends, that we're only as great as the least of us. And I'm just laying the question to those that are being used as these useful idiots, these pawns that have sold their soul for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22, verse 48. How these actors and clowns, again, play the part on the behalf of special interest groups. I mean, one has to ask the question, did you really leave the house this morning dressed that way? Or did you put this on to put on a show for the American people? Well, I would go, friends, to the latter. because to suggest that someone would dress like this, friends, she looks just like Adrian. Her hair's a little bit longer with these big gaudy glasses on. Like I said, responding boisterously about questions that were laid to her candor. And what's demeaning here is not what I'm saying about their appearance and actions, but what they're attempting to do to the populace at large by the circus that they act in, by the circus that they are a part of, namely CNN. There's no credibility. Okay, let's get this out of the way. CNN has no credibility. They lost that a long time ago. I have a video called Outfoxed. Go on to Bradley Dean Double E, YouTube Outfoxed. Pull up that video. It will show you the pieces where we highlighted their propaganda, how they were using green screens, reporting from the studio and in the same studios where one group was allegedly over in Iraq before the war and there was a storm that came on. Well, they took a break, friends. The green screen goes off. They start laughing at basically the propaganda they're feeding the American people. And here you have the useful idiot playing the news anchor or the journalist acting like it was serious. And we have several cases of those coming from CNN. And by the way, MSNBC, the mainstream media overall, friends, is responsible for this. So again, I want to make clear that it's not demeaning here what I'm highlighting concerning their appearance. That's not my objective, although that was a part of it, and you couldn't jump over the top of it, friends. It's Adrian Balboa. And if they want to use a green screen, again, friends, what they need to do is put a pet store behind her during this interview and bring in Rocky Balboa's dog Butt Kiss, because it brought me back to the very first movie that Rocky made, Sylvester Stallone made. Wow, it's amazing how your mind just quickens to things of the past. Although we are new creations in Christ Jesus, all things old have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Because we're not conformed to this world. We're transformed by the renewing of our minds by the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing, right? Okay, good. So I want to go on and say, again, their end aim here is to dummy men down by continuously lowering the standard. That's what they want to do, and that's what they're doing visually. They're using the immoral to lower the standard. They're using the debased to lower the standard. They're using the uneducated and those that know how to talk concerning the political language that they themselves have created to continuously lower the standard. That's what they're there for. That's the only reason they're there. Look at actors today. Look at musicians today. I was talking about this last week. I got caught up in a thought similar to this one. Look at how the standard's been lowered. Like, for example, we were talking about the music business. And someone had brought up, you know what, back in the 50s, the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, you couldn't do today in the studio what you could do back then. And I'm putting that as a positive because when you were in the studio in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, you couldn't cheat. The whole band had to nail it perfectly for the recording before they would release it. Now they can break up the guitars. Now they can break up sections of drums. Now they can break up the bass and vocals, and then they put on these effects on the vocals. A lot of what you hear through the music industry today, friends, is completely ran through some system that changes the sound of what they're projecting. And so it is with what we're seeing today. You can't do, folks, if you were to tell a band today, and this is just one of many that I can talk of concerning the topics, to say, nail it the way that you're going to nail it live, and I need you to do that in the studio, you know how many bands could probably pull that off today? Very few. Very few. But back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, you had to nail it together. That's how well rehearsed they were. And it also showed you the level of expectation before anybody would dare buy a ticket. I mean, how many artists do you hear today? People buy their tickets and people walk out on them. I remember they did that to Whitney Houston in droves because she shot her throat from drug abuse. And it goes on. Another one was Mariah Carey. People just walked out because she couldn't deliver. Another one that comes to my aid is Britney Spears. They can't do live what a producer can do for them in a studio. Point made. Okay? Moving on for the sake of time. So, again, I want to say that these people are on purpose with that of the CNN's four-ring circus lineup. They are on purpose. And, by the way, many of these useful idiots don't know that they're being used, but they should. When you're told to read a teleprompter word for word verbatim, and you better not go off script, that should tell them right then and there as to what's going on. But they haven't figured that out. That's why we have shows like the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. But I want to say that they're lowering the standard. The people behind them, if it's unbeknownst to them, they're lowering the standard. Now, I want you to see how this has played out, because in 1 Kings 13:33, it tells us, after this thing, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way. He was a corrupt king, but made again of the lowest of the people, the king did, the corrupt king. He made again of the lowest of the people, priests of the high places, whosoever would, he would consecrate them. He would make them his own. And he became one of the priests of the high places. Well, folks, that goes across the boards. Not just in government, not just in the church, but also in the media, in the music industry, in Hollywood. I mean, what people need to understand in all seriousness is that this is how the clowns and actors are handpicked. They are the lowest of the people, not the highest, lest the people should again rise to the level of expectation. Read Deuteronomy 4:6. They're put in high places to keep corruption in the hierarchy. Nothing new here. Ecclesiastes 1:9. I mean, look at how the immoral, puffed up, media term, by the way, puffed up as a media term, look at how the immoral and debased are put in the church oversight across the country. Look at how the immoral and debased are put in government as representatives across the board. Nancy Pelosi, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Look at how the immoral and debased are put up as media's journalists, as they call themselves, useful idiots. Look at how the immoral and debased are put up as educators in public schools, in colleges, and the list goes on. Friends, when we're watching, what I'm highlighting here is the fact that they're lowering the standard of expectation by desensitizing you and continuously dumbing down the American people so that you take within yourselves that what they're doing is a serious thing, when in fact it is not a serious thing whatsoever. It's just, seriously, friends, a lineup of, in this case, CNN's Four Rings Circus. Folks, this is a brand new year. I would ask that you'd consider supporting Sons of Liberty by going to Sons of Liberty. Go to the store. If you'd like to become a son or a daughter of Liberty, we'd greatly appreciate it. Again, that's Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. Go over to the store, click on there, and you can see membership. If you like books, T-shirts with power statements, friends, taking a stand against what's going on out there. Please do check out the website. We totally appreciate your listenership across the country. There's 105 radio stations right now listening to me. And again, we love you by what we do. That's why I continuously shout out 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and in truth. By this, our hearts are assured before him. Friends, it's in the doing, not in the talking. Okay? Don't be one of those that you stand before your Lord on that day where he says, you honored me with your lips, but your heart, your actions were far from me. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.